If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Extremely Local News is sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey now from Block Club Chicago, and the question is, where are the speed cameras? Seamus, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, they are throughout the city. There are 11 new ones that have just been installed in the last week or two. They're turned on, but they're not actually giving live tickets. They're giving warnings for about 6 weeks or so. And, yeah, they are really spread out. I was looking at the map, and there's some on the far north side. There's a lot on the north lakefront and the south lakefront, but they also get deep into the neighborhood as well. So pretty much got to be on the lookout for all of these. There's going to be 50 new ones, so the city's going to have about 220 by the time they finish putting them up in the next couple weeks or so. They're really around parks and around schools, which is the law, but as we know, there's enough parks and schools in the city to pretty much blanket the entire city. The one I'm targeting is Sheridan Road in Granville, which I drive through every day. So I've got to make sure I'm paying attention and keeping my speed down there, because it could be up to $100.
Watch for the signs. Smile, you're on Chicago camera. It's time for the city's weekly food truck festival back today. Seamus?
Yeah, today's the day. The food truck festival in Daly Plaza returns for its 10th year. It's going to be there every Friday through early October. Starts at 11 a.m., runs to 3 p.m. And, yeah, it's been really popular. They line up about 10 trucks around the Picasso, and you can get in there and try out a bunch of different places from around the city and the suburbs. I saw Soul and Smoke from Evanston is there. I highly recommend their mac and cheese if you're stopping by Daly Plaza for that one. But, yeah, it's a good time. Gives a chance for some of these local vendors to get out and meet a new crowd.
Yeah, great great lunch idea from 11 until 3 today, Daly Plaza. And finally, we've got the bird update. What's the latest on this?
Breaking bird news. They're coming back to Chicago in the Midwest from the South in huge numbers. We're talking about billions of birds are flying through the Midwest, lots over Chicago, almost like more than a million a day. So warning people, particularly high-rise folks, to try to avoid what they're calling unnatural selection. These birds that are coming back are supposedly the best of the best. They've made it through the winter. They're coming back. And when they slam into the Sears Tower, that's no good. So they're basically saying high-rise owners, if you can, they can encourage any lights that can be turned off, non-essential lights. Residents in these buildings, they can close the blades, the blinds or the shades, anything to just avoid the reflections that are tricking these birds. And even homeowners can reduce some of their lighting and potentially hang something over your windows to just let the birds know, don't fly into me, whether it's ribbons or a little soap or something like that. But, just trying to look out for our feathered friends coming overhead.
Turn off the lights and watch Hitchcock's The Birds. Seamus Toomey, have a great weekend.